Welcome to the 48North Cannabis Corp. Q1 2020 Fiscal Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. For analysis, instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I would like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, November 26, 2019, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I will now turn the call over to David Hackett, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Hackett.
Good morning. I would like to welcome all call participants to the 48 North Cannabis Corp's first quarter 2020 conference call. 48 North's intentions, hopes, beliefs, expectations, or predictions of the future are forward-looking statements. It is important to note that 48 North's actual results could differ materially from those projected in such forward-looking statements. While these statements reflect the company's beliefs regarding its plans, estimates, and projections, they are subject to some uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results to differ materially. More detailed information about the company and factors that may affect its operations can be obtained from 48 North's filings with SEDAR at SEDAR.com. 48 North is under no obligation to update any forward-looking statements discussed today, and investors are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these statements. 48 North, Delshin Therapeutics, Good and Green, Rare Industries, and Sackville and Latitude are trade names of 48 North Cannabis Corp. All other companies and products mentioned herein may be trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Joining me today on today's call is Allison Gordon, Chief Executive Officer of 48 North. First, Allison will highlight the company's achievements this quarter, and then I will provide a brief review of the quarter's financial results. After the presentations are complete, we will be happy to open up the call to analysts for questions. Over to you, Allison.
Thanks, David. Good morning, everyone, and welcome again. For the first quarter of 2020, 48 North remained focused on delivering on its core foundation of perfecting low-cost cultivation, building brand, and developing consumer-focused cannabis products. On today's call, I will be providing an update on our first harvest at Good Farm, talking about lessons learned at the farm, our plans for next year, and highlighting what this means for the company moving forward. In addition, I will highlight a number of achievements we made the quarter and milestones subsequent to the quarter end. First, let's start with Good Farm. Without question, outdoor cultivation is of critical importance to the future of the cannabis industry. At 48 North, we know that the cannabis industry is no longer undersupplied. To that end, low-cost, high-quality, consistent, and organic cannabis will be a critical ingredient to remaining competitive in an increasingly crowded cultivation marketplace. Further, as Cannabis 2.0 takes hold in Canada, and the maturing Canadian cannabis consumer begins to demand next-generation cannabis products like vapes, topicals, and edibles, outdoor cultivation will be a prerequisite to success. It is just not possible to compete in this industry by using expensive indoor-grown or greenhouse-grown cannabis when developing next-generation cannabis products. With that in mind, the metric of success when looking at the cultivation of cannabis is not simply supply volume, but rather production cost, quality, and the consistency of product. And therefore, I'm very pleased to announce today that 48 North completed its first outdoor harvest at Good Farm and hit its production cost target. The total cash cost per gram of production at Good Farm was 25 cents a gram, which places 48 North among the lowest cost producers of legal cannabis in Canada. At our first year at the farm, 48 North harvested 12,000 kilos of dried cannabis. While we initially projected a higher final yield from the farm, we remain steadfast in our commitment to outdoor cultivation at Good Farm. In 2019, the company successfully cultivated enough cannabis at Good Farm to meet its initial 2019 projections, but total harvest volume was reduced due to significant delays in the availability of licensed drying space. 48 North is committed to playing by the rules and adhering to Health Canada's regulatory framework, and therefore was limited to drying the cannabis at Good Farm in the limited drying space we had licensed. Health Canada plays an important role in ensuring that all LPs play by the same rules and operate in a manner that is in line with the regulations set out by the federal government. 48 North prides itself on being a good actor that adheres to all regulations. While we were not successful in receiving all of the necessary licenses required by Health Canada in the time frame we needed, we do not blame Health Canada for this. We understand that the regulator is incredibly busy. They are not able to prioritize the needs of one LP over another and work diligently every day to streamline their processes to ensure faster response time. We look forward to continuing to work closely with Health Canada to ensure we are granted all of the necessary licenses that we need moving forward. Looking ahead to 2020, 48 North has been granted the necessary approvals from the local municipality to build a custom-built, state-of-the-art drying facility located on the Good Farm, which will be able to dry our entire crop moving forward. The majority of the capital costs required to finish the facility have been spent. We intend on updating our stakeholders as we complete construction of the drying facility and are granted the necessary licenses. With that in mind, the company remains on track to meet its previously announced supply agreements with provincial wholesalers in Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec. In addition, 48 North is on track to meet its commitment to supply Humble and Fume with a significant surplus of biomass for the development of next-generation cannabis products such as vapes and topicals. Today, 48 North has commitments for approximately 11,000 kilos of its outdoor-grown cannabis, with an average wholesale price of approximately $3.35 a gram. Today's financial results do not include revenue from the sale of cannabis grown at Good Farm, as it is currently being processed and prepared for retail sale and extraction. The cannabis from Good Farm is expected to generate significant revenue for the company in upcoming quarters. We look forward to further optimizing our operations at Good Farm in 2020 by applying lessons learned on the farm in 2019, including adding licensed drying capacity, the onboarding of additional experience, cultivation, and operations expertise, prioritizing cultivars that performed well in 2019, and perfecting harvesting techniques. As just mentioned, 48 North has made significant changes to our senior operations team. These changes position the company to preserve the 2019 crop and to optimize 2020 yields. In 2019, the company made inroads in perfecting outdoor cultivation and now looks to the successful processing of its outdoor-grown product. To that end, 48 North is pleased to announce the completion of construction of Fume Labs, our large-scale CO2 and ethanol extraction facility operated in partnership with Humble and Fume at Good House. With the capacity to process over 30,000 kilos of biomass annually, Fume Labs will allow us to produce, package, and distribute in excess of 5 million concentrate vaporizers annually. While the company was not able to dry the full capacity of Good Farm due to licensed drying capacity, 48 North remains committed to growing cannabis outdoors at scale. Looking ahead to 2020, the company is well positioned to remain one of Canada's lowest cost producers of cannabis, with a year-head start on many in the industry. This quarter, 48 North showed quarter-over-quarter revenue acceleration of $1.6 million, representing a 229% increase over fourth quarter 2019 revenues of $484,000. At the end of the quarter, 48 North had $40 million of cash and cash equivalents on hand and remains well-funded to execute on its business plan. In an industry where raising capital has become increasingly challenging, having sufficient working capital is of critical importance. Today, 48 North has fully built out its cultivation facilities and extraction capacity. I would like to spend the next few minutes highlighting a collection of the major accomplishments that we achieved this quarter and milestones hit subsequent to the end of the quarter. Let's start with our U.S. expansion plans. As I mentioned in our last call, in August, 48 North announced that it had acquired Quill, a manufacturer and developer of disposable controlled dosage vape pens that currently has distribution in Oregon and Washington and near-term plans for rollout into other states. The acquisition allows 48 North to make its first entrance into the U.S. market while staying on-site with its TXSV listing. Quill is also launching a full-spectrum, additive-free, hemp-based CBD disposable vape pen, which will allow 48 North to conduct e-commerce and brick-and-mortar retail sales in all 50 states. In addition, we have secured 1 billion milligrams of highly active, high-quality active CBD oil from Iverson Family Farms, based in Willamette Valley, Oregon, through an industrial hemp production contract. Since the company announced that it acquired Sackville, a leading U.S.-based cannabis brand focused on design-forward cannabis accessories and CBD-based products. In addition, the company also announced that it signed an exclusive licensing agreement with U.S.-based APCNA Holdings, Apothecana, to bring its best-selling premium cannabis topicals brand to Canadian consumers. At 48 North, we strongly believe that it is imperative to future success when and if the United States becomes a federally legal jurisdiction, that the company have a robust, meaningful, and strategic U.S. expansion plan. We also have a number of exciting announcements to make with respect to our Canadian operations. The company recently announced the launch of its outdoor-focused dried flower brands, First Harvest and Trail Mix. First Harvest 48 North seasonal high-quality outdoor-grown cannabis is expected to be available for retail sale in winter 2020. Trail Mix, the company's affordable natural cannabis brand, is also expected to be available in winter 2020. 48 North expects that Trail Mix will be the lowest cost legal cannabis available for Canadian consumers. In addition, I'm happy to announce that 48 North products available in Ontario, Quebec, and Alberta have been consistently best sellers. Looking ahead, 48 North has received notification from the provincial wholesalers that they will be selling our next generation cannabis products, including the Avitas vape, our Apothecana topical line, and Mother and Clone. It is our understanding that 48 North vape SKUs will represent over 10% of the Ontario vape market listings, which is projected to be as big as $600 million by 2021. The 48 North brand is beginning to take hold in the Canadian marketplace. Looking ahead, we remain laser-focused on being recognized as the most beloved, trusted, and consistent cannabis brand in the country. We are well on our way to achieving this goal. Just last week, 48 North was recognized at the Clio Cannabis Awards as the Cannabis Brand of the Year. Keep in mind, the Clio Cannabis Awards are international, and 48 North was in competition with American cannabis brands who operate in a very different regulatory environment. We are well positioned to continue on this upward trajectory with the product coming off our farm, our extraction lab ready to go, licensing agreements for best-in-class next-generation products, and a brand with strong awareness in the Canadian marketplace. 48 North is ready to achieve new heights and begin showing significant revenue and near-term profitability. I will now turn it over to David Hackett, 48 North's Chief Financial Officer, to review the financial results.
Thank you, Allison. Revenues for the 3 months ending September 30, 2019 were $1,595,000, up from Q4 revenues of $484,000, a 229% increase, and up from the comparative Q1 of last year of $1,271,000, representing a 25% increase. The revenue mix for the quarter was split evenly between LP wholesale sales and sales to provincial regulators. This is consistent with our transition plans to focus on branded product sales in the adult cannabis marketplace. Gross profit before fair market adjustments was $735,000, or 50% of net revenue. Q4 gross profit was negative $157,000 on revenues of $484,000. With Cannabis 2.0, we have increased our inventory levels in anticipation of new retail distribution options for 48 North branded cannabis, accessories, and products in 2020. As such, inventory at the end of Q1 increased from $4.7 million in June to $6.7 million in September, representing a $2 million increase. Furthermore, our biological assets increased from $2.1 million in June to $10.7 million in September. At September 30th, 2019, we had approximately $9.7 million relating to the outdoor grow at the Good Farm. As of today, the Good Farm has harvested approximately 12,000 kilograms of outdoor cannabis. However, there is still uncertainty as to the THC and the CBD levels of the harvested crop, the allocation between dried flower and extraction-grade cannabis, and the selling price per gram. As such, and given the lack of historical information for outdoor grow, the company has taken a conservative approach to the assumptions used for biological asset valuations of the outdoor grow at quarter end. Inventory expense, cost of sales, and other cost of sales for the quarter was $735,000 and reflects the capitalization of production costs and the expensing of these costs as the cannabis is sold. With the increase in the biological assets values from the outdoor grow at quarter end, we recognized an unrealized fair market adjustment of $9.6 million. As the biological assets have a low cost basis, we have also recorded a $1.5 million deferred income tax provision relating to this fair market value increase. With the acquisition of Rare Industries in August 2019, we now have a U.S.-based company that uses the U.S. dollar as its functional currency. As part of the acquisition agreement, Rare has some contingent consideration based on meeting certain future revenue targets. As the number of shares issuable under the contingent consideration is fixed, changes to the underlying 48 North share price will cause fluctuations in the balance sheet obligation, which in turn is recorded through the income statement on a quarterly basis. This quarter, we had a gain of $534,000. We recorded a net income of $2.2 million compared to a loss of $1 million in Q1 last year and a loss of $4.8 million for Q4. This quarter's net income equates to a basic and fully diluted earnings per share of 0.013. Included in the net income were non-cash items, including depreciation of $340,000 and an additional $108,000 of depreciation that's included in the cost of sales, and $806,000 in stock-based compensation, totaling $1.255 million compared to $1.617 million in Q1 of last year. During Q1 2020, our cash usage was approximately $12.4 million. This can be broken down into three component parts. Cash used in operations was $4.3 million. Cash used in working capital balances was $3.8 million. And cash used in investing activities was $4.6 million, which includes the $1.5 million invested in the Friendly Stranger, $833,000 in cash as part of the Rare Industries acquisition, and $2.4 million as far as plant, property, and equipment acquisitions. As part of the bought deal and financing in April 2019, we had articulated that we would be using the money to build out the farm and Morton facility and look to acquisitions to move the business forward. We continue to monitor our capital resources to assess and manage the liquidity needed to fund our operations, and at the end of Q1 2020, we had $40 million in cash and cash equivalents on hand. 48 North remains in the development stage, and while we do generate revenue from the sale of our dried cannabis, we are focusing on reducing the execution risk that comes with growing cannabis at scale. I will now turn the call back to Allison for her closing remarks.
Thank you, David. Looking ahead, I am confident that 48 North is better prepared than ever to execute on our plan to become one of the most trusted cannabis brands in Canada. With sales contracts in place in three of Canada's largest provinces, low-cost cultivation from our farm, a robust plan for the legalization of next-generation cannabis products, and a U.S. expansion plan, the company is well-positioned for fiscal 2020. Most importantly, the company is fully funded to deliver on our business plan and expects to begin showing significant revenue largely from the harvest of Good Farm in upcoming quarters. Thank you for listening today. We would be happy to take any questions from analysts.
Thank you. We will now open up the call for analyst questions. Please press star 1 on your keypad to join the queue. Okay. Your first question is from Jenny Wang with 8 Capital. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning. In terms of just a question on wholesale pricing, you know, are you expecting the outdoor harvest to sell for around the same price as the greenhouse harvest, or are you seeing lower prices for outdoor cannabis?
Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate your getting on the call and continuing to follow us as a company. I think we sort of see that the outdoor grow will really be predicated on extraction processes. So we think that that's sort of going in. If you look at what we've got for commitments today, our outdoor grow of 11,000 kilograms to the provincial bodies really represents about $3.35 per gram in its form of what we've sort of contracted with them. So that would be obviously a little bit below what the indoor grow would be. And we sort of truly believe that the outdoor grow is likely, as we've said all along, better utilized towards the extraction process.
Jenny, I'll just add that each province has different pricing, and some are pricing the outdoor to be sold as flower at equivalent prices to greenhouse and indoor.
Got it. Thank you. And I'm wondering, in terms of the distribution agreements, is the canopy agreement still in question? And kind of building on that, you know, is it reasonable to assume that anything outside of the 11,000 committed kilograms will likely either be sold to other LPs or be extracted?
Yeah. So Jenny, the canopy agreement is over. It ran its course till the end of October. We had actually sold some additional amounts to Tweed this quarter as well, included in those numbers that were outside of the agreement. So we continue to make sort of LP to LP sales where we think it's effective and efficient. But we do believe that the majority of the stuff will the outdoor grow will be included for extraction. Keep in mind that we continue to run Delshin, and it is our sort of top shelf premium cannabis brand that will be used in baggable form and pre rolls.
Understood. And in terms of, I'm just wondering, in terms of the outdoor yields going forward, how much of an impact did the lack of licensed drying space have on your crop yields this year? And is 40,000 kilograms still kind of a number that we should be referring to for 2020, or is there any changes there? Thanks.
So there was a large percentage of the farm we did not harvest due to the lack of drying capacity. And also during harvest, we prioritized harvesting the best quality product off of certain plants. To that end, we approximately figured, based on what we harvested versus what was left on the field, that we cultivated enough cannabis to meet our initial projection.
Jenny, I think part of it is for us to go and look at our plan for 2020 and likely come back to the market with sort of our thoughts on that, and to look at what that 40,000 kilograms might look like in the future. We don't know at this point in time.
Got it. And just last one for me, in terms of timing for the extraction, when are you expecting to begin extracting cannabis from Fume Labs? And that's it for me. Thanks.
So we are expecting that to happen pretty soon, actually. We are fully built out there and just waiting for the appropriate licensing.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no, I apologize, we do have a question from the line of Tony Wu with Mainstream Finance. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Congratulations for a good, robust quarter, and with a lot of cash in hand, that makes us happy. So what is the quality, David, that the 11,000 outdoor harvest that you have in that is dry, and what kind of quality that you think you can you utilize everything that you've got?
Thanks, Tony, and nice to hear from you again. Our expectation is that we will be able to utilize all of that 11,000 towards the provincial obligations that we have.
Excellent. So that would be slowly being sold off for next year. The revenue will be counted next year. This quarter, you didn't include any of those
That's correct. All the sales that we made this quarter were from our indoor grow.
Oh, great. Okay, that's good job. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. One other question is: you have a contract with a U.S. company down in Oregon, I believe that you can get CBD from them. Do you plan to utilize that revenue if you start running out of, the production from yourself? Or how are you still, planning to use them?
Yeah, so Tony, that really comes from our acquisition of Rare Industries, and so they're largely focused on CBD products. And so we will utilize the Iverson Farm 1 billion milligrams of CBD to help augment their sales. And with the ability of licensing or selling across the entire U.S., we do believe that will be part of our 2020 revenue stream.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you. Congratulations again for a good job.
Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. I turn the call back over to Ms. Allison Gordon.
On behalf of 48 North employees, management, and board of directors, thank you for taking the time to dial into our conference call this morning. If there are any questions we have not answered, please don't hesitate to be in touch. Our investor relations contact information is available on our website. Thanks again, and have a great morning.
This concludes today's call. You may now disconnect.